Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey there, it's Brad. As someone who's passionate about podcasting, I've always thought there should be more support for physicians who want to share their stories and expertise. That's why we're launching Doctor Podcast Network.
We're bringing together a community of physician podcasters with one goal in mind: to provide the tools, connections, and resources you need to grow your show. So whether you've been podcasting for a while or maybe you're just starting, we've designed this network to support you every step of the way, and we're going to help each other rise, not compete.
If this sounds like something you'd benefit from, we'd love for you to join us as we get closer to launch. So you can sign up at drpodcastnetwork.co for early access. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. Really looking forward to what we can create together. Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. This is the podcast for physician entrepreneurs and investors. This is for healthcare professionals who are ready to take control of their careers and create real freedom. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. I'm a physician entrepreneur. I've been doing this for 20 plus years, run lots of different businesses, also coach and consult. And I'm so honored for you to join me today, whether it be your first time or your 300th time. Welcome. Welcome. This is a safe space to discuss the topics that I love, which is entrepreneurship. And today I'm going to be tackling a question that I get on occasion. It's, Mike, I want to start a YouTube channel, or I want to start a podcast, or I want to host webinars, but I don't know which way to go. And so my answer to that is, it depends. But that's not really helpful, right? So in this episode, I'm going to break it down for you. We're going to go over the pros and cons of each platform. And I'll show you which ones that I recommend depending on where you are in your journey. And I'm going to share with you some of the tools that I use to help build myself authority, to help generate income without going nuts on this. So here's the thing. If you want more visibility, if you want to get more clients, if you want to generate more impact, but if you're trying to do all three at the same time, I've seen it before, you're going to get burnt out before you see any real results. So let's dive in and figure out which one you should focus on first. So why does this matter? Look, there's no shortage of different platforms out there. And I know how tempting it is to try and do everything. I call it, you know, bright, shiny object syndrome here. You know, maybe you're watching a video and someone's saying, you know, webinars, that's where you need to go. Or be like us, start out your own YouTube channel. Maybe you're working with another coach and they say, the way to get started is through podcasting. And then, you know, someone say, hey, you got to do webinars. You're leaving money on the table here. They're all right and wrong in their own way. But trying to do all three when you're just getting started, that's really a fast track to burnout. So focus by understanding each platform and what it does for your business. So YouTube is your discovery agent. It's Google's second search engine. People go there actively looking for solutions. Podcasting, what you're listening to right now. This is what I consider your trust builder. When someone puts their earbuds on and they're listening to your voice for the next 30 minutes, you're creating a unique connection. Webinar, it's a sales conversion machine. Nothing beats a well-executed webinar for turning prospects into paying clients. All three have value, but the order matters. Here's some real talk I want to share with you. Don't try to master all three at once. Pick one, maybe try it out for 2 or 3 months, then expand. So let's first talk about the big kahuna, YouTube. As I mentioned, I call it the discovery network here. It's the visibility engine. It's a search engine. People forget it. It's owned by Google. People go there to look for answers. When COVID hit and we couldn't get service people out here, I was looking up how to repair my washer dryer here. If you create valuable, searchable content like, how to start a telemedicine practice, or, you know, what's the best peptide you can use for fat loss, your videos can show up months or even years after you publish on here. I have one video that's been seen like 50,000 times that I totally forgot about 8 years ago. And that's really the power of evergreen content. You can upload a video today, and it could be generating leads for your practice or your coaching business 3 years from now. Here's the pros of YouTube. As I mentioned, it's evergreen visibility, meaning it's always going to be ready for you. It's always going to be available. Your content keeps working for you long after you hit the button for publishing here. Second, it works great for tutorials. It works great for visual content. It works great for storytelling. You can use it to demonstrate medical procedures, show before and after results, or just connect face-to-face. YouTube accelerates trust, maybe not so much as a podcast, but it definitely helps. Third, it's great for building a long-term brand. The algorithm actively promotes content that wants to keep people to watch. The cons is it takes work. You know, you might need to get some professional lighting, get some editing. You might have to hire a VA to create thumbnails for you. It's not impossible, but there is a learning curve. And growth can be slow at first. You might create great content and might be dismayed that you're only getting, you know, 30 to 50 views. The good thing is that's normal. And yeah, you're going to get some trolls in the comments. It's just part of doing business. It's part of the deal. You're going to have keyboard warriors who are telling you that they know medicine better than you do. Or I remember when I got someone, oh, he must be a YouTube doctor because maybe medical school, you know, just wasn't working out for you. So here's how I use YouTube. I use it to repurpose. So as you know, I film my podcast and occasionally we put that onto YouTube. Or we record clips from webinars and we put those onto YouTube as well. But my thing is here is I have my audience. I'm not trying to beat Mr. Beast out there. I'm just using it as a way to extend the shelf life of my content. The key is being consistent over perfection. It's better to publish mediocre content consistently than perfect content sporadically. And I know for doctors, that's often hard to hear because we want to be perfect. The thing is, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be good enough.
You spent years learning how to save lives, but no one taught you how to secure your own. When you work one-on-one with a CFP professional financial coach, you get a blueprint tailored for the long game of your complex situation. At My Financial Coach, they help physicians choose the best strategy to optimize your annuities and investments, implement tax-saving strategies, and tackle debt like your student loans or mortgage while refining your path to retirement. Save up for that boat, a child's college or wedding, or even a vacation home. Plan ahead for the impacts of the unexpected. Understand how much life insurance you actually need. Project how getting married, raising children, or taking care of an aging parent affects the progress towards your goals. Advice-only financial planning through a fixed monthly subscription, not commissions, to keep planning unbiased and in your best interest. A financial plan isn't just about your money, it's about your future. So go visit myfinancialcoach.com/bootstrapmd to meet with a financial coach and find out if concierge financial planning is right for you.
Now let's talk about podcasting. Podcasting, as I mentioned, is the trust builder. If YouTube is great for discovery, podcasting is incredible for generating loyalty. It's an intimate format. People are literally hearing your voices in their ears. You have a captive audience. They're doing this while they're commuting, while they're walking, or while they're working out. You know, when I speak at a seminar, people say, hey, you know, you were in my ears. I can hear your voice. And they feel like they know you. And I think this, as a physician entrepreneur, this is gold for you. You don't need a million downloads. You just need to have the right listeners, people who trust you, who want what you offer, and who share your show with others. So what are the pros of podcasting? First, it's a low production barrier. You can record straight from your phone or Zoom. No fancy equipment required. As you get better, you can have a fancy microphone and this different setups, but you can just get started in here. And if you use something like the Dr. Podcast Network, you can go to drpodcastnetwork.com. You can connect with other like-minded physicians. It builds a strong connection with niche audiences. When someone subscribes to your podcast, they're making a commitment to hear from you regularly. And third, it's great for consistency and it's great for positioning. You can become the go-to voice in your specialty. And I want to add on that to that too is, you know, you can also generate extra income from you. You know, we make income through advertisers and such, also doing affiliate marketing as well. The downside is just like YouTube, it's going to be slow unless you actively promote it. There's no real algorithm pushing your content like YouTube is. There's no built-in search algorithm. Apple Podcasts and Spotify aren't search engines. You know, they're more like libraries. And with podcasts, it's hard to go viral. Most podcast growth happens through word of mouth or through cross-promotion. So that's why I recommend podcasting for physician entrepreneurs who want to build a personal brand, who want to build a coaching business. I think it's one of the best ways to get started. You're going to get better leads and maybe smaller, but it's a warmer audience. So when I started this podcast, I had zero audience. But after 6 months of consistent episodes, I started to get inquiries about coaching, about my business, about helping doctors start up their own practice. And people say, you know, I've been listening to your show for months, even years, and I'm ready to work with you. And then that in and of itself is really the power of podcasting. Finally, let's talk about webinars. Webinars are not just content. As I mentioned, they're a conversion tool. They're a sales machine. And if done right, it's webinars, I think, one of the best ways to sell high-ticket coaching programs, high-ticket courses. You teach for 20, 30, 60 minutes or more. You show what's possible, and then you make an offer. So what are the pros of webinars? First, they convert more leads into buyers. People who haven't heard from you or heard about you, you know, 30 minutes or an hour before. And I've seen people sell multiple thousand, even $100,000 coaching programs from a single well-executed webinar. Second, they build urgency, especially when they're live. You can say this offer isn't available for the next 48 hours, or you make an offer just to the attendees of the webinar. That's real power, and this stuff works. And third, they can get like a idea of the inkling of what your teaching style is in real time. People can see how you think, how you solve problems, how you handle questions. The cons is it takes preparation. You can't just wing it. You know, I recommend doing slides, although I've seen talking heads do it, but you know, and it's important that you create a clear structure, a compelling offer. You're going to need traffic. So this means that you have an existing list and like an email list or maybe a Facebook group, or you can spend money on advertising. And I spent a lot of money on cold traffic, and it's really hard to make it convert on webinars. You really need people who already know you and they trust you. So if you're not very confident in selling skills, they can flop. The Q&A session could go sideways, technical glitches happen. Believe me, this has all happened to me. And you can't really edit out mistakes. But, you know, but here's what I love about doing webinars. Once you've done one or two live webinars, you can start automating it. You can record it. You can turn it evergreen. And now your content is doing the selling for you. So I've gotten some big coaching enrollments just from my webinars, be it live or recorded or even automated. And for hands down, they're the best platform, I think, for selling high ticket programs. So which one should you focus on? Should it be YouTube? Should it be podcasting? Should it be webinars? So let's break it down. If you're just getting started and you don't have an audience yet, I recommend starting with podcast. You can launch quickly. You can test your messaging out. Maybe you're still honing what niche you want to do. And then you're building trust with a small, but a loyal, growing audience. If you've got some content or you're ready to make an offer and you want to scale some visibility, then go with YouTube. It's especially great if you enjoy teaching, if you enjoy demonstrating, if you enjoy storytelling in front of a camera. And if you already have a list or a following, then I think it's time to sell a high-ticket program. You can start doing webinars. So let me give you a decision framework. If you want to build authority, go with podcasting or YouTube. If you're looking to get organic traffic, I would go with starting with YouTube. If you've got a coaching program, I think webinars is the way to go. If you're looking to build deep trust, podcasting. You want to build a list, grow a list. I enjoy using webinars with lead magnets, given like a free offer, a free PDF, a free training, etc. And then you could even stack them eventually. You can go from starting the podcast, you're building trust, Then you're going to repurpose, go onto YouTube. Now you're growing visibility. And now you're doing webinars to convert traffic into sales. That's the way that I've done it. But again, pick one and then go deep for 90 days. But here's the thing about podcasting. Having done this 300 plus episodes later, at the end, consistency beats complexity every single time. So, and here's a little ninja trick. I call it my little hybrid approach you could do. You can record a podcast episode. You can then film it simultaneously. You could put it on YouTube, then use both platforms, both podcasting and YouTube, to promote your upcoming webinars. You're doing the same content, but now you're building multiple touch points. So what's it going to be for you? You can do YouTube, you can do podcasting, you can do webinars. My challenge to you is to just pick one and then commit to it for the next 90 days. It doesn't have to be perfect, guys. Don't worry about having the best mic or the best camera. Just start. Your audience needs to hear from you. So let me give you a quick action plan. Pick your platform, YouTube, podcasting, webinars, base it on your current goals and what feels natural to you. Then next step, you want to create a content calendar. If it's podcasting, plan the next 12 episodes. If it's YouTube, plan 12 videos. If it's a webinar, look on starting 3 monthly webinar trainings. Third is just having a commitment to consistency, then over perfection anytime. And then fourth, kind of measure business results, track new patients or clients, track new coaching inquiries, track new email subscribers. So I hope you enjoyed this. If this episode gave you some clarity, then shoot me a message or leave me a review. Your success stories really helps fuel my future episodes on there. So remember, your expertise deserves a platform. I want you to choose wisely, commit fully, and watch your influence grow. As a physician entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups and your downs. Do something little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.